With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. We're always on the lookout for programs where people can get help getting into farming. And there's a unique program in Nebraska that's worth noting. Champions of Nebraska's Beginner Farmer Tax Credit are hoping to leverage the program's success to open more land to military veterans. The program offers both landowners and new farmers tax incentives and mentorships with experienced farmers during critical startup phases. Jordan Rasmussen with the Center for Rural Affairs says bringing new, younger people into farming has created a positive ripple effect across their state.
The Beginning Farmer Tax Credit has helped bring those new folks into the community. Those are folks that are living in our communities. They're sending their children to school, so they have a broad-reaching impact when that one farmer comes into the fold.
Since the program's inception, more than 1,400 new farmers have connected with some 1,800 property owners. Rasmussen notes it's helped make Nebraska's farmer population the youngest in the nation. She says she hopes lawmakers will see the value in helping vets transition back into communities.
It's important that constituents engage with their state senators and let them know how these programs make a difference in their lives, how it has changed their ability to be able to get into farming.
Between 2007 and 2012, the number of farms in Nebraska increased by 5% and the number of new farmers jumped by 10%. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.